Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn. And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome, everybody, to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, DCP, and your host, Dawn Reiss.
Hi. Can you hear me?
He's live on the air.
Hi, you guys.
Super exciting show. I have to announce, we have been on a set for the last 2 days.
Oh, God, yes. It's been, it was exhausting, but it was awesome. It was just awesome.
Well, let me introduce. This is Niecy P, my co-host.
Hey, you guys.
And then we have Renee. She's one of our reporters.
Hi, how are you doing?
Actress as well.
Yes.
And so, but it was really great. We want to thank Renee because she gave us the lead to get over there.
Yes. It was great, wasn't it?
Oh, we owe her big time.
It was a great day.
It was awesome. You know, I when I met Lisa Gibbons 20 years ago, I was going to college. And just a quick short story.
Okay.
And my professor said, you know, you've got some homework. They need some seat fillers for the Lisa Gibbons show.
Okay.
So I went over there, and I was a young broadcaster, and I went to meet her afterwards, and she gave me some amazing advice about learning everything about the business.
Okay.
So I finally got to sit, you know, I would talk to her for a few minutes and say, I want to thank you for the advice you gave me after 20 years later.
Right.
And then we got a picture with her.
Right. We got pictures.
That was so cool. And then we had a doctor there. Wasn't that cool?
Oh, Dr. Aaron. Dr. Amen.
Dr. Daniel G. Amen.
Yes. Amazing. Yes. Amazing guy.
We are holding his book.
Yes.
It's heavy. It's bigger than the Bible.
Oh, my God.
It's bigger than the Bible.
Oh, trust me. After saying that, we all need this book.
We were joking today, but you know, it's about your memory and rescue and everything he's doing and supercharging your brain and
how you eat and what not to eat and what to do and your thought process and certain ways to just keep yourself, your brain moving and getting and keeping young.
Right. And even reversing the memory loss, you know, but people that have dementia or people.
Because I've been looking for my keys all day.
It sounds like a moment.
Yeah, where are my keys? I can't find my keys.
No, that was so exciting.
Yeah,
it was so exciting.
It was awesome. It was an awesome experience. I mean, that was the first time that I've got a chance to participate in something like that.
Yeah. And it was really that was your first time?
Yeah, that was my first time. And so it was a total learning experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So our reporter, we'll get back with her in a few minutes. We're waiting for our special VIP guest to come to the station. And it was awesome. And then also, too, is we've got a couple events that are happening this weekend.
Yes, we do. You go first because yours comes before mine.
Well, actually, this whole weekend, we're waiting for our VIP guest from the Dunedin Film Festival.
Okay.
And we have a super special guest coming to the station. They should be here shortly. And I know that they're very busy. And I'm going to be on the red carpet at the Fenway. Over there on
the Fenway Hotel.
It was gorgeous.
Right, isn't that gorgeous in there?
Oh, my. I'll be
upstairs. They have a nice bar area that's a hangout.
And a little jazz band.
Yes, they have an 89-room. It's an 89-room hotel. And they have a restaurant. They're supposed to have the best steaks going.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
That sounds yummy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll be giving an award for the best performance. I think it's a youth.
Yes.
So I'll be there Sunday doing that. We're excited. And then also at the Blur, you know, over there tomorrow, it's going to be all all day. They have special things going on the whole day.
Okay.
And we're going to have a table over there, hopefully, with our vacation specialist as well with Tan Talk Radio. So look for that table.
Yay.
And say hello and see what they're up to. And then also, tell us, you've got something else going on.
I have the Sunshine Film Festival in St. Pete coming up. It's starting on the 14th, I believe, all the way through the 21st. And so they've got Women in Film, International Night, Inspiration Night. They're going to have a kickoff party. It's just been awesome.
So you're going to cover that red carpet.
I got that red carpet
We've got
covered.
That covered.
And so you guys go to the Sunshine Film Festival website and look at the menu, and it'll tell you everything, the locations, where they're going to be. And so, yeah, we're doing the red carpet.
Yeah, we're a little busy weekend.
Yeah.
That's good. And then also, so Renee, you've been with me just for a little bit, and you've seen what I've been doing and what I do with the reporters. What do you think about Hollywood Connections, what you've seen so far jumping on board?
Well, I see that everybody wants to connect, and it seems like the more people you talk to, the connections is it's infinity. Honestly, last evening when we were over there, we talked to that one fella, Carl.
Yes, he's going to be a guest.
And he's going to be a guest of yours.
Yes.
And honestly, he's going to help us. You know, the people that are in film and that are actors and actresses, he's going to be the one that's going to get us up there in Tallahassee, and he's going to open up the door for all of us.
Right. His daughter's a reporter for ABC Action News. And
what's
really cool, he was a school teacher.
Okay.
And he goes, I remember you writing me about Be Cool, Stay in School to come in and talk to my class.
Wow.
So he was ahead in production.
Yeah, wasn't that a small world?
I know. All of a sudden,
he remembered, like, boom.
And yeah, he knew somebody that I used to fly for Laker Airways, and she was the London base. Mm-hmm. I was Bahamas base. So yeah, it's a small, small world after all.
Yes, it is. We're in our own little bubble here.
But you know what it is, too? The people that you meet, you never know the connection you might...
Exactly.
You know, you experience, because it's like you help somebody, somebody helps you, you get connected, and you grow. I mean, since the first time I was on this show, I have met so many people. I was in a film. I've been in two films.
That was because we brought Andrew on.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So from that, then Bobby was with the film festival. And then, look at, I was in that movie with Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
Right.
You know, Riley... what's her last name? Cohen, I think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then Bobby Hill, she's a part of our camp as well. We got
definitely
all
is.
People here.
She's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to go to some music in just a second. Let's we're going to have that other singer coming in about 8:30-ish. So let's play some tropical, my fun music that, you know, we always play, or some Bob Marley or something.
Okay.
Something warm and fun and fuzzy. We'll
something
be right
warm
back.
Warm and fuzzy.
Hi, guys. We're so excited. You have no idea who's here.
Yes.
So we're going to put one of our VIP guest there, because she's going to be right. Cameron's going to be there, and our other VIP guest over here. We've been bragging about them all week, and we'll be right back. We're going to get situated. We're excited, and Vaughn is our producer tonight. We want to thank him for coming in and producing our show. And this is Hollywood Connections. It gets you connected in show business without being taken. And we help so many people, thousands of people that
we
help.
And they help us.
They help us. And like here we are, Lisa Gibbons, when we're talking to her.
Yes.
And she said, I want to be on your show.
And
I was like, so cool. I can't wait. And so we're
a cool day.
Yes, it was.
And
yes, it was over at Blue Water Media Studios we were at. Beautiful studio.
I'll be right
back.
Thank you.
back, and I'd like to introduce Cameron. Cameron, your last name. Tell everybody your last name.
Cameron Campbell.
That's right, Cameron Campbell. And she is with the Dunedin Film Festival. And this is your first Dunedin Film Festival.
This is the first festival, yeah.
And you're on the Morning Blend Show this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Wow. And I went to the little rehearsal last night that we had, and everybody showed up. And it was so cool. That hotel is amazing. And I want to say, she is a rock star. She has got, you know, I'll tell you, watch what's going to happen to Dunedin. You are just going to blow up Dunedin, put them on the map even more so. So tell us what's happening this whole weekend, what you're doing.
Well, right now there's a huge party going on at Caledonia Brewing. We have a band playing there right now, Scary Vore from Scotland, and it's an 8-piece set in this tiny little brewery, and it's shoulder to shoulder right now. We just left there.
I hope they're listening to us. Yeah,
they probably can't hear us over the band. And then after that, everyone's moving for our opening night screening at Soggy Bottom. First come, first serve. If we're not already sold out, I have not looked at ticket sales in a while. But that's Soggy Bottom tonight. And then tomorrow morning is we start off with a filmmaker's breakfast at Sandpiper Cafe, trip to Cali, D.C. Island on the Jolly Trolley, Clearwater Jolly Trolley. And screenings start at 10 a.m. at Caledonia, Scottish American Society, Soggy Bottom, Blur, Don's Warehouse. So
wow. And you know, we were talking about how you got this started, and you sat with Tony, and he was amazing.
I was with Tony tonight.
Were you?
Yeah, we were. We had the gathering at Dunedin City Hall, where we had a lot of legislators, filmmakers, and aspiring filmmakers gather to sit, listen, and discuss what their careers have been like or will be like in the future, and what we can do to work together to create some kind of a legislation or incentive.
We were just talking about that with Carl.
Was Carl here?
Last night. Amazing man.
You got to have Carl on your show.
We talked about it. And okay. More talent over, I found last night as well.
Yeah.
So introduce your dad. We're excited.
I would say the inspiration behind this whole film festival is my father, Stephen Campbell.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
He's got quite the resume, and because of his resume and my ability to build upon the shoulders of the people that came before me, I said, hey, Dad, do you want to maybe speak about your expertise? And that'll get us started. You know, we'll have a festival, right. We'll have a panel, and you can donate your time and speak about your expertise, and maybe people will start to get interested.
Well, I'll tell you, what day is that going to be?
Tomorrow at Soggy Bottom at 5:30 p.m. It's the Walking Dead discussion panel.
Wow. And I looked at your bio. It's like a Santa's list. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So you've been a cinematographer for The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Well, you know, so I have to, let's go back to the beginning. When did you start out? What made you want to get in this business?
Well, I was always interested in film in high school and did Super 8 back then.
Okay.
And I got out of school. I went to school at Rollins College, mm-hmm. Luna Park. And that was I graduated a little while ago.
I like that.
And while I was there, there was a little storefront down in downtown Winter Park, mm-hmm. just a small little storefront, and on the front of it, it had a wooden sign that said Universal Studios.
Interesting.
Oh my goodness.
So this was before Universal was even broke ground.
Wow.
But I mentioned in the meeting we had earlier that I actually was part of the documentary crew that shot the groundbreaking at Disney Studio.
Very cool.
When they put the studios in there. So I watched the industry was not here, mm-hmm. and I watched it come here, and I worked in it, then I watched it disappear. So now I'm working in, unfortunately, I have to work out of the state. I still have a home in Winter Park, Florida.
Oh, well, Winter Park's so gorgeous over there. Yes.
And I've been to many times, I've had many films in the Florida Film Festival.
Okay.
And most of what I've shot has been shot in Florida.
Okay.
And I was making a living here with my family and living here, and all of a sudden I saw the writing on the wall with the way that the industry was going and what the politicians were saying and not saying and not doing. And I took a trip up to Georgia and said, I wonder what's going on up here. Mm-hmm. And then I got on the show Walking Dead because I had watched the show, and I was a big fan of the very first pilot.
How did you get, because I have some cinematographer friends as well in Atlanta and in L.A., mm-hmm. how did you get that job with them?
I knew two people. I knew the script supervisor, Amy Lacey. I knew the still photographer. I knew people in the grip department.
From Florida, originally.
All worked with them in Florida in the industry. And
so it's to be nice to people and not step on their toes to get where you want to go, because you never know when they may need you or you may need them.
Also, I want to go on the set. I want to go on the set.
A second. Yes, we'll be right back with Teresa in a minute.
Sure.
So that was really interesting. So with The Walking Dead, you've done so many other movies and things. Tell us about that.
Well, I worked on Waterboy with Adam Sandler.
That is a great movie.
And that was shot in Florida.
Okay.
Around this time of the year, in the year 1998. Mm-hmm. So we're talking a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I shot Monster with Charlize Theron.
Right.
Episodic series called Sequest. I shot two projects over here called The Punisher. And I also shot a family show called Second Noah. I don't know if anybody remember that show. That was shot here back in 96. We shot for a whole season in Tampa, right near Busch Gardens. So the industry was here, and I used to be able to drive to work every day and go to work to choose my project, just like you would do if you were doing any other normal job. And it just disappeared.
Well, you two glow, and you can tell you have a passion. Well, I'm trying to read your logo on your shirt, on your jacket. What does it say?
That is the sanctuary from The Walking Dead. This is from the company
episode.
Panavision supplies the equipment for.
Okay.
So they gave this to me two seasons ago, and it keeps me nice and warm.
Yeah.
And I came to Florida. I wasn't sure, you know. But when I left this morning from my cold town, it was 29 degrees, and freezing cold. And
so do you think that things are going to change? I mean, like with all the film festivals that are going on right now, do you think that it's going to change the legislature where they can bring those back?
As I mentioned earlier in the meeting earlier, I can't understand why the politicians don't see the value of the money you put out and the money you get back.
Right.
Because it's been proven over and over again in. Like, for example, we're on our way to $7 or $8 billion this year in Georgia. And that's production, but that's the amount of money that's generated for everybody. It's not just the Hollywood people.
Right.
It's the people that live and work and go home and work in the flower shops and supply the plants and the food and you know, it's for everybody that's involved. So it's not just what the actors make, you know, or whoever, you know. So it doesn't make any sense from a business model why you wouldn't want to invest $5 to make $10.
Exactly.
So, and what it brings, it doesn't just bring that. It brings you recognition. It brings you, you know, an audience. It brings you people that say, they just opened up a walking tour of the sets and for Walking Dead.
Because
now, so now people will come.
Right.
They get on a bus and they can drive around and see all these places. When we first opened up at Disney and at Universal, especially Disney, they had a tour. You drive through, and we would be sitting in the stage, and you'd look up in these glasses, kind of like this, and you'd see the people up there watching. So there's a huge appeal. So
Know, people are asking me, what about casting? They love The Walking Dead. They want to be an extra. Do you have any advice for them?
Well, I would refer to Cameron because she was an extra on The Walking Dead.
Oh, Cameron, were you really? Okay, Cameron, that's so exciting.
I told you this is my new best friend now.
Being an extra you have to have a love. There's a lot of sitting. There's a lot of waiting. There's a lot of be patient. Wait for your turn, but then when it's your turn, it's exciting. The camera's on, the zombies are going, the stakes are in, people are dying, you're eating people. It's crazy. But I mean, it's a very accessible space, I feel like. You just reach out to the casting and
you go
to the audition.
Who's doing the casting? Somebody's asking me, and I
think if you go casting@thewalkingdead.com, something might happen.
You never know.
I really do. I think that's pretty much the way that it goes.
Right. And it's who you know and who knows you in the business.
So can we tell them we have connections now?
Hollywood connections.
We're Hollywood connections.
Right. Yeah. One day.
I want to thank Susie Miles. She's a friend of mine. She's watching from Barbizon, my old school over there. And I want to miss you. And she's just amazing. So she's watching us on social media as well as my family. In the meantime, also, I want to ask you about, the film festival. You're going to be talking about some things. Do you hire other production? You know, a lot of people ask me, I'm young, I just got out of college, you know, can you hire me as an intern? Do you hire extra people as well? Somebody is also asking that question.
Yeah, Walking Dead used to hire out of SCAD, mm-hmm. And then there was an issue that rose from the insurance company, mm-hmm. and then they said, well, we have to go a different route. So now what they've set up in the state of Georgia is a film program based through the Georgia Film Academy.
Okay.
So if I were someone just out of school and I said, I want to get in the industry, I would move to Georgia, get a Georgia driver's license, attend this school, mm-hmm. and then you make yourself eligible to become an intern on any of the productions there.
Wow.
So what it is, it basically allows them to train you on how to be on a set, mm-hmm. and, you know, recognize what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. And it just allows them to get through the people that, you know, the ones who really want to do it. Because there is a little bit of, you have to do stuff to get there.
Right.
And it's a lot of you have to understand that it's not just walking in and, here, give me your card.
Exactly.
It's like, what do I have to do it? And you have to, you got to kind of earn it a little bit.
Right.
But if you're focused and you really want to get in the industry, I would say that the one place in the country right now where the opportunity exists, it would be in the Atlanta market.
Right.
Because the Atlanta market stretches 40 miles south, 40 miles east, 40 miles west. So that's a huge space.
Right.
And at any given time, there's 50 to 75 productions going on of all levels of production, from reality TV to feature films to television series to documentaries. So, I mean, if I were young and I wanted to get in the business, that would be the place I would go.
And our favorite Tyler Perry is over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we shoot. Yes. Our show shoots at Tyler Perry Studios.
Does it really?
Yeah, that's where the kingdom is.
He's amazing. Okay. I'll tell you. I'm going to miss Madea. I will miss Madea. But, you know, also, too, is, you know, Joe Jackson. I used to work for the late James Brown. And the late Joe Jackson, Michael's father, said to me, get out there, be known, and strike.
Great.
And, you know, it's not drive through. I want this now.
Right.
You have to go to, you know, acting classes. You've got to get into the casting directors that, you know, work with you and give you good advice. Get a good SAG agent,
right?
You know, that can help you.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of actors from the Florida market who have come up there to work on the show.
A lot of our friends, Darren, is one of them. He has
a
ton of agents. Yeah, yeah.
You have to be able to, because like anything else, I've always said that this industry is like being in the carnival, mm-hmm. and you have to be able to move with it.
Yeah.
And well, you know, our VH2.TV network is in Atlanta.
Yes.
And they're going to be putting us on 13 million homes over there.
Excellent.
So we're excited. I'll have to hook you up with those guys over there and say
definitely,
hello.
Definitely.
Yeah. So also back to Cameron. You know, you want to talk. You want to do more films here yourself.
Definitely.
And you want to hire more local talent.
Yeah.
What are your plans? What do you see yourself doing here?
I've been talking a lot about a 9 series, episodic something, in the science fiction realm. And first step would be a pilot. So I need a writer. For all the writers out there.
Awesome.
I have one.
info@DunedinInternationalFilmFestival.com. Yeah. And I think we need to get a pilot going.
Yeah. For sure.
I have a good writer. One, he's got a lot of ideas. His name is Andrew Krantz. And I have a casting director, Bobby L.
Amazing. And I know with a lot of people that are asking, you know, where do I send my screenplays? I have a great comedy. I think we should do one like WKRP in Cincinnati here at our station, because we have a lot of fun characters.
We could do table reads.
I love it. Yeah.
And see how people respond to table reads, because that's really a lot of the way that you sift through some of that work is you have a bunch of actors sit around a table and you read the script through, and you can gauge responses just from table reads whether or not something will translate.
That's like old radio. I also want to bring that back, and we've had directors bring casting. But I was thinking we could have a show. We should have a show like WKRP here in Clearwater. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. WTAN in Clearwater.
Don was offering me a show last week when I was over here. She said, come in.
They're going to be, I want you to be a part of this, because you were talking about maybe being on the board. I don't know.
Board? Oh, you on the board.
Yes,
Don's joining the Dunedin International Film Festival board, so all the board members out there.
I'm excited.
Better act right.
That's cool.
And we want to highlight whatever you're doing. I know we also have a Teresa, and I know, where is Marty on the phone as well? Who's on the air?
Deidre is also on the phone.
Okay, so we have a reporter in Los Angeles, California, in Sacramento, and she's our World Tourism title holder, and she's one of our top reporters, and she just got nominated for Vegas for the Indie Wise Film Festival. Go ahead, Teresa. What's your question and to who?
Hi. Well, I have a couple of questions. The first one is for Stephen Campbell. Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Okay. Number one, let's see. What does it take to be a successful film director? For for those trying to become film directors, for example, education, a creative mind, experience, support, knowing the right people?
I would say all of those things, but at the same time, I would say just understanding the craft, the whole craft, you know, because I've worked with many, many different directors, and some directors are really good with actors. Some directors are really good with action. Some directors are good with knowing the camera. But the best directors I've worked with know all of that. They know what lenses do. They know how to deal with actors. They know how to move the camera. But more importantly, know how to collaborate. Because in our industry, there's a lot of times where you have people that feel that they do it themselves, but none of it ever gets done by yourself. So,
wow. Good question.
Yeah, as much as you can do. But I think just keep creating stuff. It doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's 1 minute long, just keep creating.
Oh, that would be great. What's your second question, Teresa?
Yeah, now this is regarding the internships that you mentioned for school credit. The question is, how long should someone interested in the film industry do an internship or internships?
Well, it just depends on the field that you're in, but, you know, honestly, I still think I'm interning.
You learn something every day. You learn
every
something
day.
New.
Because in the industry, I've seen, from the technical standpoint, I've seen it go from film to bad video to really good video to really great video, but we shoot our show on film. So I'm back to shooting film like I did when I first started my career.
Wow.
And I work with guys that have never worked on film. There's people that have never worked on a film project and they're coming into the industry. So I think it's just being as well-rounded as you can be and just be aware. I mean, the opportunities to work on film projects are very slim these days because not many producers feel they want to shoot on film. But, you know, and that's one of the discussions we're going to have on Sunday. On Sunday, I'm going to have a panel, and the Kodak rep, Michael Brown, who's, I've known Michael for 25 years, and he's the Kodak rep in the Southeast. And he's coming down, and we're going to have a discussion on shooting on celluloid. And why do you shoot on film? Why would someone shoot on film and not shoot on digital? And there's a really good, I've got a really good discussion on the tests we did last season. And, you know, we're on a hiatus now, but we're about to get back into the show in April again. But that question might come up again. Does the show stay on film, or does it go back and shoot on digital? But
question, Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures, I was at one of the film festivals in South Florida, and it was so cool because we were on the Palm Beach Post together after the interview, and he said, get out there, start shooting on your digital phones. What is your advice to that on the iPhone 8 Plus or the 10s? Or
I say shoot as much as you can, but don't just shoot it. Make sure you look at it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people shoot stuff, but they never look at it.
Right.
Because they say, I'll get to it. But if you shoot something and you're going to create something, you shoot it, look at it, use it, cut it, and then show it to people. Because if you don't make something with it, because it's really the art of how do you take an image and make it say something. And it doesn't really matter what format's on, because if you're going to tell a story, you can tell it in still frames. You can tell it on iPhone. Have you anybody seen Tangerine, the movie Tangerine?
No, not yet.
You should see that movie. It's all shot on the iPhone.
Really?
Wow.
And where can you find it?
It's on Netflix probably now or Amazon.
Really?
Okay.
There's a lesson for all of you out there.
Yes.
It was big on the indie market, on the film festival market. It won a bunch of awards.
Wow. That is fabulous to hear. I know we have another reporter. Teresa, hold on. We'll come back to your other question. We have Deidre. She's one of our South Florida reporters. This is what happens when you're a reporter with me. You get VIP treatment to call in on the air. I know people say, I don't want to get on. So, Deidre, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So what is your question and to who?
My question is for Steven. My question is, what movie or TV set you've worked on gave you the biggest challenge in your career?
Do we have anybody on speaker? Deidre, are we on speaker with you?
No.
Okay, we're good. Okay, say that again, Deidre.
What movie or TV set you've worked on gave you the biggest challenge in your career?
Oh, good question.
Let's see. Challenge? I think everyone that I'm on is a challenge, but I'd say the one that was the most would probably be Monster with Charlize Theron, just because her performance is so amazing that you don't want to mess up. You know, because I was looking through the lens while she was acting that movie, and you want to make sure that your side of your game is on course, because she's giving everything to you on, you know, as an actor. And we wanted to make sure. And when I say challenge, for me, it's a challenge for my whole team, because it's not just one person again. I have a focus puller. I've got a guy that's pushing me on a dolly. My focus puller was a woman, Paige. She did a phenomenal job. But it's just a matter of saying, did we get it, you know?
Right.
Because a lot of times when you're shooting on film, you're looking through the lens, and sometimes you're not sure. And you have to look to them and say, did you get it? Because mm-hmm. they're the ones that know. If you're good at what you do, mm-hmm. then you know if it's there or not.
Do you know when you look at somebody as an actress or somebody that you meet and you go, you've got something, can you tell that they would be good for commercial or TV or film? I mean, you have that niche, you go, okay, she's got something or he's got something.
Well, I'll tell you, you got to look for the second half of the season now, because we have an amazing actor coming on Walking Dead, Samantha Morton.
Okay.
She's nominated for Golden Globe, nominated for an Oscar.
Super cool.
And she's our new villain.
Oh.
And she is unbelievable.
See, I gotta come and hang out with you on the set.
Okay, question, Cameron. Can I have your advice?
When I watch actors work, you watch them work. You watch them come on the set. You watch them prep. You don't talk to them. You just watch them. And you see what she's doing. I see her building her character.
Okay.
So she walks on the set, and she has to play a villain with a mask on. She plays a villain with a mask of skin on her skin.
Wow.
And she has to be really, really mean. But if you see Samantha Morton in real life, you would never in a million years know that.
Wow. Can we just make him a part of the show too, Cameron? I mean, can we have you call in or come in anytime?
Oh, we got lots of stories to tell.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, you're here, and that's what we want to bring to the station and bring to Hollywood Connections. You know, I'm not letting you guys go. I love you guys. And I know you're like, I got a party to go to. I know. Back to Teresa. One more question, Teresa. Is she still there? Teresa? Okay, no?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay, Teresa, what is your... Cameron.
This is for Cameron, yes.
Cameron, you have a question coming on the air.
Hello, Cameron.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, fine, thank you. The question is, you mentioned in your vision statement, we aim to share content that shines light on the injustices of the world.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what do you think are a few of the injustices in the world that should be shown in film?
So one of my big missions to live up to our name as the Dunedin International Film Festival was to make sure that we represent some international spaces of the world beyond America. And so we have 68 countries represented, and one of those is Uganda, another is Libya, a lot from India. And something that I noticed about the content that was coming from these other countries that had less resource or access to filmmaking is they're all about stories of suffering and oppression and the illegalities of being gay or bisexual or transgender in other countries where it's punishable by death. And so, all of our stories are, a lot of the international foreign films are about the struggles of being homosexual in other countries.
Wow.
And I don't think that people, when you live a very comfortable life here in America, and especially Dunedin and Clearwater, realize that they may not remember that that's still issues that people are facing mm-hmm. every day right now, currently as we talk on the radio. So the foreign category is very heavy. The stories are sad. And I think it's important for people to see that, because traditionally we go to the film, to movies, to be happy and to laugh and to get action and to get something out of it. But our purpose is to share stories that matter versus just stories of comedy that maybe make fun of other people or don't uplift each other. So our content is different, like our acronym, Dunedin International Film Festival. We are different. And so I hope everybody enjoys what we've curated over the past 7 months to share with you.
Well, let's go to her commercial. Awesome. We'll be right back. The Dunedin International Film Festival, I mean, it's here. And then we have another film festival we're promoting as well. I had submitted my stuff coming up in May for the Christian Film Festival and with Marty. And I don't know if Marty's on to say hello. If not, let's go to hers right now. We'll be right back.
This is Cameron Campbell with the Dunedin International Film Festival. Join us next weekend in downtown Dunedin for this inaugural event. Tickets available at DunedinInternationalFilmFestival.com/tickets. Follow us on Facebook, Dunedin International Film Festival.
I love that.
That's so good.
Yeah, I know. It's so good.
Do you think it's inappropriate to talk about that stuff being a Christian station? I didn't even think about that.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, Tan Talk Radio, we have all different shows and genres and everything. And I'll tell you, I'm a big Ellen fan. Okay. I love Ellen. I don't know if you see her
stand up on Netflix?
I know. We were just talking about that today.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Yes. And funny. Yeah, oh my God, I was belly laughing.
Yeah, it's funny, but it looks clean.
Clean. And I'm glad to see her back on stand up.
Show one word, that's all.
Yeah,
she's good,
but I'm glad to see her back doing stand up
too. She's really fresh.
You know what, she means a lot to me on something. My mother, when before she passed away, my mother would watch her and belly laugh and just to have that, and that was because of Ellen. She'd say, when is Ellen gonna be on? and that was really special to me. But we love Ellen. Yes. I think that one of the best talk shows out there.
We need Ellen on the show.
I know we
texted me.
Okay. I did. Yes,
they're missing you.
I know they're missing you. In the meantime, we have also, let's go, we have a singer. Is he on the air?
We have a sax player. He hasn't called in yet. Well, we're waiting.
That's
for
okay.
BK.
We're going to play his music for a second.
Yes.
And in the meantime, do you need to get back or can you stay? Yeah. You've got to go. Yeah. All right, we're going to have them back, we promise. Oh, and we're going to find some film directors and get them on the air and play some audio. We'll be on the red carpet on Sunday.
And screenwriters.
Yes, and screenwriters.
Is that what? Because that's what? Yeah. And
screenwriters. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you both for being here. I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes,
God bless. And I'm so excited. I need a picture with you before you go. We're going to put some music on. We'll be right back. Hollywood Connections gets you connected in show business. I'm Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
The Heat.
Call in, we'll get in there. And we're back. And who was that amazing singer?
That was
Jess.
BK Jackson, one of Tampa's own. I got a chance to meet him last week, and so hopefully he'll get a chance to call in tonight. But if not, we'll have him on the show at another time. He is an amazing young man.
I love jazz.
Tampa homegrown. He's homegrown. He's all over the place. He's played with Prince, and which was really cool. And he's just amazing to be so young. He is just a nice young man.
Well, we're hoping he calls in. Yeah. I know they're busy schedule.
Yeah.
I do want to bring up something exciting that we're going to be at the Hollywood Connections team here. And I've got little junior reporters that we'll be taking at the Central Florida Comic Con. You're not going to believe who's going to be there.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many celebrities and people. And it's going to be January 19th and 20th. So you don't want to miss this. And actually, I'm looking here. Go to CentralFloridaComicCon.com, and the list of celebrities are...
Wasn't Richard Dreyfuss there last year?
He was at the Shark Con.
Okay, at the Shark Con.
Yeah, we're still... I know Karen told me he was kind of busy.
Okay.
And I said, that's okay. We'll be patient and
so
wait for Richard.
So who's going to be at the Comic-Con?
Oh, my gosh. The guest, I am just rolling here and going to their website and looking as fast as I can, as with the internet here. Oh, my gosh. They have Marina Sirtis... from Star Trek.
Okay.
Sarah Richards, My Little Pony, and then we've got Austin St. John.
Oh.
Original Power Ranger is going to be there. He's actually came to the show a couple times.
Okay.
From a good friend, and we want to thank him.
Yes.
Yes, and he brought him on board, and it's truly amazing. And Austin, it was the first time he ever went live Facebook.
Oh, my
And he
goodness.
Had like 4,000 people. I'm like, stay right here. Don't move. They also have Bob Layton. They have Phil LaMarr. They have Andy Price. Oh, my God. And our favorite, Butch Patrick from the Munsters.
Oh, my God. Yay, Butch.
Eddie
if
Munster.
You're listening, we love you.
Yes. Oh, Ben, we're just bragging about Comic-Con. Ben, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm just talking about all the wonderful stars that are going to be at your event. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, I was listening to everything. It sounds like a great show.
Oh, thank you. We're waiting. We want to get syndicated. I've paid my dues, trust me. I've lived in my office in Hollywood. I have ran downstairs with those quarters in here in Clearwater after 20 years being on the air. That's my next prayer to God. It's on my list.
It's coming, Dawn.
It's coming. And anyway, so Ben, tell us about what was all happening and how excited you are about your event.
Yeah, I'm so hyped about it. This is I've been running Comic Cons for the past 8 years, and so this is the first time I've done one in Florida. Though I've lived in Central Florida for the past 4 years, so I've been wanting to run a convention around here. So this is just really cool. The RP Funding Center in Lakeland is just the most fantastic venue, and I've wanted to put something there for a while, so I think everything's kind of coming together, and this is going to be just such a great time. We've got such a good lineup of guests. We've got a good solid lineup of programming. The people I've got to come help me out and run everything, is everything's coming along well. So I'm pretty excited right now.
Well, and I have reporters all over the United States. That's my passion, and I have a kids and teen film club I want to put together, and I'm helping train the reporters, and they're up for great awards and everything, and we're excited to work with you, and I can't wait to interview you when I get there as well, more in-depth interview. And tell everybody where they can buy their tickets. That's the most important. Where you can buy their tickets right now.
You can buy your tickets on CentralFloridaComicCon.com. There's a link at the top of the page that says click here to buy tickets, and then that'll take you to our ticket page.
Oh my gosh, it's super exciting.
Oh, this is so exciting.
I know, there's so many great things. And if you're ever down in Clearwater, I need you as a guest. I need you on the air with us.
Oh shoot, I would love to. I haven't been down there, but I love traveling, and I love to go to new places in Florida. So that'll have to be on my list.
So then, that means that you're going to take a vacation pretty soon and come on down.
Yes. And also, that's what's coming up here. And we want to thank you so much. And any last words that you'd like to say about the Central Florida Comic Con?
I just want to encourage people to come out and check it out. it's going to be such a great time. Kids get in for free. Kids 10 and under.
Wait, kids get in for free, 10 and under?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Kids get in for free.
Always try to make sure it's a family-friendly event.
Can I tell you, I've talked to so many people, and they've said, I want to go to the Comic-Con. I can't afford all the tickets, right. And I've got 4 or 5 kids, or I want to take my children. That is phenomenal.
Yes.
Okay, parents out there, kids under 10 free. That's amazing.
Yes.
Congratulations to you on that.
Yeah.
I'm really proud to promote that. Wow.
Awesome.
Well, it's a pleasure. We only have 10
Thank
minutes
you.
Left of the show, and we've got 2 film festivals this weekend. We've been on the set with Lisa Gibbons today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome day.
And Danielle.
Right,
you know,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So much is happening.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, and we have to give a shout-out to Barry Williams.
Yes.
We have to.
Yes. He was Greg Brady, of course, at the Brady Bunch.
Right.
He was on last week, and he actually shared our videos.
Oh, my goodness. That was so awesome.
And it's still up there.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
I told him it takes a special person from the heart
Barry,
to share our show.
You.
We want to please share our show.
Yes, please.
Share everybody,
yes, everybody.
That's watching.
Share.
And we love that you're watching us, and we love that we can bring Hollywood Connections to you, and you're an actor, a model. You want to get connected. There are schools to go to. There are people I can hook you up. You've got somebody
We've
that is watching
singers.
From Barbizon. And and I told her, I said, there's a job for you over there as well.
I'm all in.
It is, there's so many places that can help you with your career and to build what you want.
Yes.
Also, wait, I need to play the Christian Film Festival because we submitted our show to the International Christian Film Festival this year when we did the show Adrift with Tammy.
Right.
And we sent that show in. So who knows? It's in God's hands. We'll see what happens. But
That's
we'll be right back. International Christian Film Festival coming up this spring. We'll be there on the red carpet.
This is the best film festival I've been to yet.
I have met people from South Africa, Australia, Lagos, Nigeria, Switzerland, England, all over the United States and Canada.
Really impressed with the amount of people here, the amount of friendly and encouraging networking vibe that I've gotten here.
It is amazing. It's like, you know, you have art, you have creativity, and you have the spiritual aspect of it.
But just like I said last year, I said this is like the Christian Oscars, so it's really exciting.
I love it. This is my home festival, so I'm going to continue coming every year.
This honestly is an event that is the Academy Awards.
And I don't even know what to say. I'm just so excited. This is great.
It's an amazing electric environment. People are genuine and friendly and outgoing. They're just real.
Even if you're not in the industry, you should come to this.
Well,
okay.
Take a picture of me and glue it next to you guys.
Well, that is the International Christian Film Festival. You don't want to miss this event coming up. I want to tell you, if you're an actor, they have panels, they have celebrities. We met so many people from PureFlex last year.
Yes.
Marty Jean has also, I want to tell you, selected us for the 24flix.com.
And we are so excited
24flix.com.
Yes.
It's like $3.99 a month. Start to register. It's going to be like the new Netflix. I mean, our show will be up there. We're
really?
So excited.
Yes.
Yes. Hollywood Connections
awesome.
On the move. It's on the move. Also, before we go, I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship. You say, what does Dawn do during the day? Well, I am also a travel agent, and I can help. I'm specializing in cruises, and I went on a Caribbean cruise about 3 weeks ago, and I'll tell you, you can book your cruise through me. Actually, you can say, you know, I can't afford it. Yes, you can. You put a deposit down. You book
pay
your date.
And
you can make payments and come and see me once. You know, I'll be in the Tampa office once a week. So, you know, that's my side thing.
And you have specials, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, sometimes you're running specials because they have extra seats available. I mean, extra packages and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're running specials. I know we're all about specials.
Exactly.
Right?
Carnival, and we've got Royal Caribbean right out of Tampa, and there's always ports all over. So anyways, let's go back to this book. We have like 5 minutes, and I want to thank our reporters for calling in. You did
a
fabulous job in your homework. I'm so proud of you. And if you'd like to be a reporter with me, get in touch with me because I want them all over the U.S. for Hollywood Connections.
All right.
Yes. And everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's my vision.
In all states.
In all all states, countries. Yes.
Oh,
yeah. We had the UK with CJ.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
And now he's in production and doing things. But anyway, so let's talk about this book and what you thought about the doctor today.
Oh, wow. Daniel, he's awesome. He's awesome. What he has to offer, the little bit that he shared that I kind of like understand is that he's going to change your brain to make it healthy again.
No, you're going to change your brain.
Well, his words
his
in the book.
Yeah.
I mean, he's teaching us
how to
do that.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
It's a lot more to how we eat.
So they took a scan of some people.
Eat.
Right.
Yeah.
They took a scan, and there was a guy that was there named Steve Oberman.
Yeah.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's a syndicated talk show.
Yes.
Yes. I wanted to talk with him afterwards, but he was on a plane already out.
Yeah. He shut out.
Yeah. And so he had his brain scanned with this, with the doctor, Daniel G. Amos. Yes.
Amen.
A-M-E-N.
It sounds like amen.
Amen.
It's a nice name.
Yes. And so he was talking about the little things that you are saying, did I forget this? Or, really helpful information.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa was right on point with asking him everything and right to the point of...
Well, she was a part of it.
She was a part of that, too.
Yeah.
And she said to us, she had him on her show, 20 years ago?
Right. Well, she's been a patient of his for over 20 years.
Right.
And I think it really helps because if people have the start of Alzheimer's, you're starting to forget things or you're starting to look for things.
Yeah, she had a parent. She had a parent and a grandparent.
Yeah. In this book, I'm assuming, because I haven't read it yet, but
we're
really
all going to read this and we're going to
read this book.
We're going to get him
yes.
on.
Yes. Just to give you some ideas of different ways that you can reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was the most awesome part of it because it's to a certain extent, it's reversible.
Right.
And it all depends on how you take care of yourself, how you take care of your brain. And if you're doing things to enhance your brain function, then you have the opportunity to reverse all those things.
But he's
like looking for your keys all the time, like I've been doing all
but
that.
But he's also, okay, he's a psychologist, correct?
Exactly.
And then he...
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Yes.
Correct. And then he wrote this book. And he's
well, he noticed his mom. He said his mom, the way she ate and the way she was, her brain was more alert than his. And that's
right.
When he started to say, "What am I doing here? What mm-hmm. What's going to be the changes?"
Yeah, it's a phenomenal book, and it's called Memory Rescue.
Rescue. Yes.
And we're gonna read this. Okay. We have homework, ladies.
Yes. He gave all of us one of those books. That was really nice.
He gave us all a book today.
I really wish he had a. He had a.
Yeah, that would have been great if he would have autographed that.
But it says, "Supercharge your brain, reverse memory loss, and remember what matters most."
Amazing.
Which is really cool.
And I want to thank Amy, the over there from casting.
Yeah,
she did a phenomenal job. And she said, Dawn, I want to be on your show. And we're excited about that.
Oh, Amy, yeah. You're next.
Yes, and then the directors were fabulous over there at Blue Water Media.
They were wonderful. Yeah. They fed us good.
And Andy's been on the show.
And they got a selfie, too.
Yes, we did. You won. They both
yes,
won the drawing.
I won. And
she won
so
a grill.
Did Nisi.
And she won. What did you win?
It was the seltzer thing that you changed the water.
Yes, but I didn't win anything, but I'll tell you, Renee gave me a necklace the other day that's beautiful.
Pearls.
Real pearls.
She's going to wear it on the film festival.
I'm going to wear it on the red carpet,
I
did get a gift. And I am blessed, and I'll tell you, and I hope that you stay blessed, because remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. If you say, wow, this is happening to her, that's happening, get down on your knees and start praying for what you want and be blessed for what you have, because God has so many things that are going to happen in your life. And I got a big meeting on Tuesday on something I can't tell you yet, but I'm very excited with Miracle Stories.
She is always so full of surprises.
This is really super cool.
Have to remember, God is in control of everything.
That's right.
Yes.
You give it to Him.
It's all God's time.
You put it, write a letter to God in a Bible and put it down. Open it up a year later and see what He's done for you.
Yes.
All right. Well,
That's correct.
Vaughn, thank you so much. You are amazing for coming in, and I know that you have a busy schedule. We want to thank Lola, our station owner. We love her, and we have a new travel company that we're working with. We're going to be talking about that very soon. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited, Sabrina. We miss you tonight. You're going to pop in. We're going to get together, and we're going to sit down with an interview and give you more details that you can go on this super amazing tour
right here
in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida.
That's right.
I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections,
and I'm DCP.
Anything else?
And I'm Renee Leone. No, just have a blessed evening, and we'll see you another time.
That's right. We'll see you on the red carpet. Hollywood Connection,
yes.
You want to be on the show, call 727-871-7788. We're on Facebook, Dawn Reese, and you can look at TanTalkNetwork.com. You can watch us live on TanTalk.
Clearwater.